Shall we pray? I want us to just speak to God this morning. I ask Him to give us a word. All we need is just a word from Him. That is what we came for. We came just for a word from the Lord. Just speak to God. Lord, give me a word this morning. I don't need too many words, but one word is enough. Father, we want to thank you this blessed day. We want to give you all the glory, honor, adorations. We want to thank you because you are God by yourself and you have no equal. You are the greatest God that is ever known. Father, we have come this morning before thee. We ask you, O God of heaven, to give us a word, O God. Speak to us this morning, Jehovah Nissi. Let our coming, O God, not be in vain. Heavenly Father, I ask this morning, O God, I surrender myself, my entire being, as a vessel for you to use. Cause me to open my mouth, O God, and fill it. Let your name be glorified this morning. Thank you because you are in charge. We give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. I said we should shout. I didn't say we should say. Shout hallelujah. Amen. I want to appreciate the servant of God for this privilege to climb on this exalted altar. My prayer, the prayer of our heart continuously, is that God will continue to strengthen you, empower you in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, the word that the Lord placed before me is just very straightforward. The word the Lord placed before me is titled, Sand of Abundance of Rain. Amen. Sand of Abundance of Rain. This is not a new message per se. I'm wondering because Pastor has preached this message again and again here. So please don't be surprised if I may be saying a few things, you know, that may not be too different from what the pastor has preached before. And if a word is coming again, there must be a reason. And at the same time, too, when I came in, you know, don't be surprised because mommy was preaching. I told my wife, I said, see, mommy is preaching my message. I don't know what the connection, hallelujah. But this morning, we are going to go straight to 1 Kings chapter 18. Media, can you please help us so that we can just spend like 20 minutes, 25 minutes. 1 Kings chapter 18. That word came, we are so much in 1 Corinthians, 1 Kings. But we are not going to go through all of them. We are just going to just go straight. Most of us know what really happened before the prophet Elijah used their word. 1 Kings chapter 18, from verse 30. Let me just read there. Let's just read one or two verses. There we jump. We just read like three or four. Verse 30 said, and Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be your name. And with the stone he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and out of the bullocks in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, okay, let's go to verse 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord is God, the Lord is God. And Elijah said unto them, tell the prophet of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and slew them there. Verse 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get up, eat and drink, for there is a sign of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up and say unto her, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. Hallelujah. I know this is a common scriptural thing that we just want to go straight to the few verses that the Lord just laid on my heart this morning. People of God, I have come this morning as a messenger with a message. I want to believe that God is giving me a prophetic word for us. Because this word, what happened here, what this word that Elijah said, it is more like a prophetic word. He said, I heard a sound of abundance of rain. He said, I heard a sound of abundance of rain. I want to direct this message to us of glory. People of God, I don't know what God has been doing. I don't know where God took us from. I don't know where we are. But I am telling us, people of God, that God is saying this morning, there is a sound of abundance of rain. The rain is going to fall. The rain is going to fall. Am I talking to people in the house? Are there people that have the understanding of what God laid on my heart? That there is this rain is going to fall. When Elijah the prophet saw this, it was a time of drought. When for 3.5 years, rain didn't fall at all in the land. But the man of God suddenly came up and he said, there I heard a sound. He didn't say, I see. He didn't say, I see. He didn't even say, I touch. He didn't even say, I feel. But he said, I heard. It may not look like it. I may not see it at all. I may not feel it at all. But there is one thing I am hearing. I'm hearing a sound. That's what he said. People of God, when train is coming our direction, okay, when train is coming, what do we expect? We may not see the train until it arrives. But before the train comes, it will be vibrating. You will pick the signal. You will hear the sound that the rain train is coming. The closer the train, the louder the vibration. The closer the train, the louder the voice. People of God, this morning, God is asking me to say to us, as of glory, that rain will fall. And you don't understand. I said, rain will fall. You may not have, it doesn't, I'm not saying whether you have seen it. And I'm not saying whether, I am telling you what the Lord has dropped. I know quite well. There are so many of us here that God has spoken to. Before us of glory started, I have spoken one-on-one to few individuals. Some few daddies and mommy. Some people say, I was on my own. This is what the Lord led me. The Lord asked me to come to this church. I even spoke to one of her. They said, this church, oh, this is what God, this is what God has used the pastor to do. See, when everybody deserted me, when nobody was, pastor was after me. He was the one that helped me in this situation. What am I trying to say? It does not really matter what we are saying. It doesn't really matter what we have experienced. But God is saying something is going to happen. People of God, let us not forget the name that we bear. This is House of Glory. I know for sure that God may have a general plan for Read FCCG entirely. But there's a specific plan that he has for House of Glory. There's a plan of the heart. See, anywhere a child of God finds himself, he's there for a purpose. Those of us that are sitting here, we are here for a purpose. You didn't just become a member of House of Glory. If God has planted you, be rooted. Don't root yourself out. Because God has an agenda. And that agenda will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. I said that agenda will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ. It is not in generation to come. It is in this our time. We have said it again and again. A time is coming. It won't be long again. It is here. We are feeling it.
the vibration is so, it's getting louder that God will make this parish. Hey, I envy your parishes. I said that God will make this parish. I envy your parishes in the name of Jesus Christ. People will say, God will package our life in such a way that people will say, you know, people will say, what God is doing in their midst, we can't explain it. What God is doing in their lives, we can't explain it. You know, God will embellish our life with testimonies. Embellish our life, children, our children's life with testimony. Our family will be an example. People will say, they will always be making reckoning. They'll be saying, ah, house of glory. You better allow your children to go there. You have your people gone there? That is what God laid upon. That is what God is going to do in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, people of God, I want to, the Elijah, the prophet, if you remember quickly, what really happened? A battle between the prophet of Baal and all that. And all of a sudden, the Lord answered, you know, came by fire. And when the Lord came by fire, right there, he said, let the prophet of Baal be slaughtered. And he said, well, right there, he said, I have heard a sound. He said, there's a sound of abundance of rain. People of God, we don't need to see it, because that is what you call language of faith, of the Spirit. We don't need to see before we begin to appropriate what God is about to do. Ah, I don't know why I feel like this. I don't know why it is strongly laid. But people of God, if it is laid, something is going to happen. What God is going to do in our lives, what God is going to do, even when you were told, you may even doubt it. You may even deny it. See, he said, I had the sound of abundance of rain. Of course, when rain is about to fall, you hear the sound. And that was what happened. When something mighty is going to blow forth, the first thing that will come is the sound. Even at the upper room, Acts chapter 2 or thereabout, you see, the Bible says, when they gathered together, they were praying. What happened? The Bible said, like a mighty rushing wind. Sand, that was the first thing that came. Even before the release of the Holy Ghost, it was evident that God was about to do something mighty, something great. God wanted to revolutionize and change the destiny of the entire world, of the church. And he caused what? The sand to come. And you know, the aftermath, the Bible says, fire came and everything that come. So the idea is this. It is not the issue of seeing it. It is, I may be blind. I may not be a seer, but I can hear. I can pick vibration in the realm of the Spirit. I can feel it. I know what, when it drops in my heart. And people of God, I have said this before. And I said, the people that we are prayer unit, they would, before God and man, mommy is here, they will bear me witness. Not more than a year. Get it to a year. I've been saying it, that something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. What did Elijah do when he knew that he heard the sound of abundance of rain? What did he do? The Bible says he went to pray. He went to pray. There are so many things. That's why I said, people of God, even when God is about to do a thing, the people that God wants to do it for, they have to be ready. Okay? Because when God wants to do, just like there is this, if you talk to a guy and I say, you're going to become an engineer, you're going to become a ward, a doctor, you're going to be one this, that. Maybe if he's in high school, you know, I said, they have prophesied to me, have you heard the word? Let me do what? Let me fold my hand. Let me not go to school again. That will just suddenly, you know, I will become. But that's not the issue. There are things, people of God, that we need to do in preparing for the rain. In preparing for the rain. Let me quickly go through two only. I'll just pick only two. Now, the one I will say, we need to realize that you and I are agents of change. I said earlier, I said, if God has, the Bible says, he said, those that God has planted, you know, in his court, they will flourish like a palm tree. If God, we should realize the fact that you and I did not just call. I know your own might not be like somebody who just Google it, who say, I Google, even though there are many parishes all around. He was looking for, somebody was looking for, you know, a place to attend. He just Google, and as of glory appear. People of God, that kind of thing is clear that that is where God wants you. Hallelujah. Of course, Brother Andy says something like that here, and I think one of our other brother came. So that is one. I was in another parish, but God brought me. Anywhere a child of God finds him, he's there for a purpose. The fact that you and I, we are here on a mission. We are not just, you know, here on our own. All of us that are here, we have calling. Do you agree? How many people agree with me? People are not in agreement. 1 Peter 2:9, he said we are choosing generation. Give us 1 Peter 2:9. Let 1 Peter 2:9 help us. But we are choosing generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. Oh, we are not just, we don't make the choice. It's the one that chose us. Amen. Hey, we are royal priesthood, double honor, an holy nation, a peculiar people that we shall show for the praises of him who are called out of darkness. And you say you are not called. Are you called? I am called. He called me out of darkness. How many of us were in darkness before? He called us out of darkness. So if he has called us out of darkness, he has called us to position us. He has intentionally planted us in this place so that we might fulfill his purpose, so that we might fulfill his agenda. We are all important to God. He brought us for a purpose. Hallelujah. And when God, he said, remember what prophet Elijah, the Bible says he told the servant, he said, help. Oh yeah, go. Go and check. Go to the sea. Go and look. That one came the first time. He said, I didn't see nothing. He went the second. He said, go again. He said, I didn't see anything. He went again. He said, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Until the seventh time. That was when he now said, he saw what? Like an hand a little. People of God, it doesn't really matter the way it's appearing. It might look like as if... The Bible said, despise not the days of little beginning. Hey, despise not the day. He said, the pleasure of our God is to make us great. God has planted us. The pastor, by the grace of God that we have, you know, is somebody, you know, that is very accommodating. People of God, let us tell ourselves truth. Not in America. I'm sorry, sir. Pastor is a father. Of course, yes, he's an husband. Of course, yes. Pastor works. I don't know many if we realize that pastor works. Secular job I'm talking about. Pastor works. Okay? And apart from that, he's also fulfilling his ministry in this place. So the whole idea is this. If we, pastor need us, we have come here for a purpose. That was why I said, I hope I will not be trying to dodge the message that mommy preached earlier. Okay, because as I came, he was saying everything. I said, wow. But the idea is the pastor is human like us. Pastor, everyone is striving toward perfection, even pastor too. Pastor cannot do this work alone. If rain will fall, one man can't do this thing. We need to, there is no man that is, people of God, pastor need encouragement. One of the things is this. Thank you very much, sir. One of the things is this. Let me just also go a bit. Let me also be a bit direct like mommy, because I wanted to dodge those things. I said, God, I will say, when we come to midweek activities, sometimes I know this is America. We are working. But it cannot be all the time. Human being is pastor. Anytime that is convenient for us, anytime we have the opportunity, we should not leave this for only, oh God, this man. We should not leave for only him and his family. This is, we are called. For the fact that I am here, you are here, we have come here to fulfill our calling. And we'll fulfill it in the name of Jesus Christ. Pastor need encouragement. We can call pastor if we have issues. Pastor can come, we can call pastor. But who will pastor call if he have issues? Only God. People of God, pastors are not superhuman. I'm sorry to say, pastor, I don't know whether, but I know. If not, see, but pastor is so much concerned. He go after people, you know. Sometimes, I don't know, I wonder, you know. People of God, if somebody is doing it in that order, are we not supposed to also do our own portion? What I'm saying is this. Midweek activity, for example, pastor will be there all alone with his family. If people don't come, humanly speaking, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to be saying this kind of thing when pastor is sitting. There's how we feel. But when you see your flock, when they come together, each time, you'll be happy. If God is, when we do it to encourage him, what are we doing? We are indirectly encouraging God. I know, like mommy said, it's hard, it's difficult, it's challenging. But it's possible. And the whole lesson is that we have come to fulfill our ministry. Let us fulfill, we are all called. Let us identify where to. There are churches that are not even up to us, that all of them are, they are more than all, that all of them are workers. When I came, I remember the service was shifted. Probably the fresh anointing was shifted. At the time, I said to them, I said, hey, God have mercy. This thing to me too, I'm already getting. It shouldn't be, people of God. Because I am very sure in this America, even if tomorrow pastor announced now that fresh anointing will be shifted, they will shift it to 11 a.m. It will still be the same thing. Unless we make up our mind, we settle it in our heart that we want to fulfill our ministry here. That God has planted me here for a purpose. Rain will come. If the rain will come, we need to be ready. We need to be prepared. We need to get set to receive the rain so that when the rain comes, what is rain? Let me round up. What is rain? Rain is not about restorations. Rain is abundance. Rain is a change in level. Rain is beauty. Rain is one being dressed with the glory. And I'm said this morning that God is saying that rain will fall. Are there people that are ready for rain this morning? Are there people that are ready for rain this morning? I'm not asking you to see it like that. Mm-mm. Don't bother to see it like that. You may not feel it yet. Ha ha ha. But it is evident. It is going. See, what is his name? Lazarus. Okay. Was there 4 days. He didn't feel like he was going to come alive. Mm-mm. He didn't. He was there for 4 days. By 4 days, it was almost looking as if it's over for him. But at the end of it all, his rain fell. I said the rain fell on him. And he came alive. There is nothing that is too hard for this God to do. Ah, people of God. I was just reminding. I said, I remember there were times that when I hear people giving testimony, you know, I was so, when I hear testimony, that was in early 90s, to say, I was hearing testimony, I would say, which kind of testimony are they giving? Sometimes you look as if they are lying. One day I was in a church, if I was very close to, the man of God gave that testimony as he was preaching, that I was thinking a lie. I literally said it as people around me heard it, I said, it's a lie. Why? Because I couldn't comprehend the mightiness of what they were saying. I can't fix it together. It was too big. I said, can you say you did this and that won't happen? But when I enter into my own realm too, I say, oh, no wonder. And people started saying, when I started telling people, I said, I cannot explain how I went through university, that my mother, so to say, didn't spend one era that I went through and I finished the 5 years. You know, when I began to say something, I never went to market to buy food, to buy this. People, hey, I hope this is true. I hope this is not. That is exactly the same thing. That when, don't let us, eat it, no matter what God will do. I don't know people. Are there people who know how to praise in the rain? Are there people that are ready for rain? Shall we just stand this morning? Shall we just speak to God? This, Lord, I want the rain. Lord, I receive the rain. Lord, I embrace the rain. Hey, I embrace it. That rain is falling on me. It's falling on my family. It's falling on my children. It's falling on me. I receive the rain of God. He's wetting me. He's wetting me. In the name of Jesus, I receive the rain. I receive the rain. In the name of Jesus, I receive the rain. In the name of Jesus, the rain of blessing, rain of prosperity. In the name of Jesus, I receive the rain. In the name of Jesus, it is falling. It is falling. It is falling on me. It is falling on me. In the name of Jesus, it is falling on me. It is falling on me in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray in the spirit. Come on, begin to pray in the spirit. Come on, begin to pray in the spirit. What you don't know, what you don't understand, when you say it to God, you're praying unto God. Come on, begin to pray in the spirit. In the name of Jesus. I remember one time, it's long ago, I listened to a man of God called Bishop Francis Wallioke. He said something. He said that the hand of the Lord came on him when he was probably whether an undergraduate level student, an undergraduate. He said he was in the fellowship in the University of Lagos that year. When the anointing was falling on people, God was raising people everywhere. People had reason to travel all over. He said he was a student. He didn't really have money. And a student, a postgraduate student, was the one ministry. And he said, he raised up his faith and he said, God, you are God of everywhere. You can use as any man. That this guy is not known by anybody, but you can use him to give me what I desire. And in that, at that very moment, he said the hand of God came on him. He said he found himself on the floor, and that was the beginning of what God has been using him for till today. Even though the person that God used for him, you know, is not even known. What am I saying this morning? I want us to lift our hands up, our right hands up. I want us to say to God, I am receiving the rain of abundance. All I am ready. Lord, I may not hear, I may not feel it yet. I may not have seen it. But Lord, I have a witness in my spirit. Oh God, the Lord, Lord, I have a witness, oh God, in my spirit, man, that this rain is coming. Come and begin to prophesy. I said it's a prophetic war. Prophesy upon your life, over your family. Prophesy. Prophesy over everything that concerns you. Oh God, there shall be rain. There shall be an abundance of rain over my household. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Finally, people of God, you will realize, you will agree with me. I believe we are together in the spirit. that the way pastor goes after member, the way he shows concern, despite the fact he has his own responsibility too, they don't, not in America. Not in America. People in here, where everybody is chasing. Not in America. But if God has put it in his heart and he's doing it, I know what people have said. I don't want, when I was preparing this message, God led it in my heart. And I was like, I'm going to call 3 people out this morning. Because they have one-on-one what they can, they said it, that this is what this God has used this man to do in my family. The Bible says, whatever you want men to do to you, do the same. If this man has been an encouragement to us, then we shouldn't just leave him. Oh yeah, do it. You are the one that have the calling, you and your family. No. I want us to pray for him. Lord, pray for Pastor Duruwade. Stretch your hands unto him and say, Lord, from today, I will be an encouragement to this man. You have positioned me, you have planted me here. Lord, help me, oh God, to be an encouragement to him. I will not be a discouragement. I will not be a discouragement. There was a day my son was in the hospital. My son was run to an emergency. I went. I was to handle the digging that day. The following day, my wife walked. The following day, I had to ask my wife to come and take over from me when my son was being transferred from that hospital to another hospital. Because I wanted to call him and said no. But the Lord impressed it. He said, what of if you are that pastor? He also have responsibility. He also have things to do. Why don't you go and fulfill your ministry? When you do it, God will. And I tell you the truth, that was the miracle that my son needed at that time. And when I came and I shared the testimony and I told them that they should pray for me, people were surprised. And I knew people who even call me and say, you see what you did that day? This is what the Lord has done in my life. Let us pray. I will encourage him. I will not be a stubborn grass. I will not be a bamboo. I will not be stubborn. I will listen. I will be obedient. I will join hands together to move this world. I will join hands together to see the rain fall.
It is raining all over me. I can feel it. The latter rain ride on Jesus. Give us more rain until we are wet. Until we are soaking the latter rain. It is raining all over me. I can feel it. The latter rain. Ride on Jesus. Give us more rain. Until we are wet. Until we are soaking the latter rain. Brethren, turn that song to prayer this morning. Father, we need more of your rain in our lives. Abundance of your rain. Release it upon us, Lord. When there is rain, there is comfort. Father, Lord, release your abundance of rain upon our lives. Upon our family, upon our church, Lord God, abundance of rain. Father, release it this morning. According to your word of this morning, Lord, release your rain. I need it, Lord. I can feel it, Lord. Release more of your rain, Lord. I need more of your rain in our lives, in our church, Lord, in our family. Let there be abundance of rain in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord. Father, we want to soak with your rain. We want our life to be wet with the abundance of rain in the name of Jesus Christ. Release it upon us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word of this morning. Thank you for there shall be manifestation of your word. Thank you, Lord God, that the testimony will follow this word. Father, thank you, Lord, for which as as we feel it, we shall experience it. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Glory be to your holy name for sending your word to us this morning. Thank you for the vessel that you used. Thank you for your anointing upon his life. Thank him for giving him your word. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your word this morning. Glory be to your holy name. Honor be unto your holy name, Lord. We pray for the vessel that you used this morning. You used this morning, Lord. We pray that your anointing upon his life will never run dry. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that every virtue that has gone out of his life, that you will replenish a million fold. We pray as you use him this morning, he will never become an old instrument in your hands. Father, we pray that you will renew his anointing. You will renew your strength upon his life. You will renew his knowledge towards your work. What was your word? Father, we say glory be to your holy name. We pray that this word of this morning will not be in vain in our lives. As we receive it, as we can feel it, there shall be manifestation of it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord.